Daily Devotional 2, Samuel 20. A whisper, a sword, and a wise woman at the wall. 1. A cry that reopens old wounds, VV 1-2. Sheba son of Bichri, a Benjamite, happened to be there. He sounded the trumpet and shouted, "We have no share in David." New International Version. Reflection. The civil war with Absalom is scarcely over when another fissure appears. Sheba's words echo the tribal slogan that will later split the kingdom under Rehoboam, 1 Kings 12:16. The Hebrew labels Sheba an Ish-Belial, a worthless, lawless man. See Deuteronomy 13:13. Yet his complaint rings true for many northern Israelites. Resentment toward the Judah-centered court has been smoldering since Saul's fall. Historical window: Sheba is a Benjamite, Saul's tribe. Archaeology shows that Benjaminite towns, Gibeah, Geba, Mizpah, continued to prosper after Saul, hinting that David's rule never completely won their hearts. Heart-searching question: which latent grievances in my own life are just waiting for a trumpet blast to flare up again? Christ calls me to make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Ephesians 4:3. Cross-references: Judges 19:22, 1 Samuel 2:12. Other uses of Belial. Psalm 133, God's delight in unity. 2. Broken trust at home, V3. Upon returning to Jerusalem, David confines the 10 concubines Absalom violated. They live out their days in widowhood, loved yet set aside. Cultural note: in the ancient Near East, taking a king's harem was a public claim to the throne. See if the text Samuel 16:21-22. By isolating these women, David both protects them from further abuse and signals that the royal bed is politically tainted. Their silent tragedy reminds us that sexual sin leaves lasting fallout far beyond the original act. Spiritual application: sin can be forgiven, but consequences ripple. The gospel offers healing. Still, broken trust often requires patient, tangible repair. Galatians 6:1-2. 3. Delayed obedience and the peril of hesitation, VV 4-6. David orders Amasa, recently promoted over Joab, to muster Judah in 3 days. Amasa delays. The king then turns to Abishai. Minutes count, hesitation can cost lives. Leadership lens: Amasa's failure may be innocent. Distance, logistics, or political, fear of Joab, mixed loyalties. Either way, delayed obedience becomes disobedience in a crisis. The New Testament echoes this urgency. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Hebrews 3:15. 4. The sword of ambition, Joab's cold efficiency, VV 7:13. At the great stone of Gibeon, Joab greets Amasa, beard in one hand, hidden sword in the other. The text slows to highlight the deceit, then bluntly, Amasa's blood spattered on the road, VT 12. Hebrew nuance: Joab's dagger is called Herob Behagarato, the sword in his garment. He literally lets it fall out, a practice trick. The verse's terseness, verb, object, blood, mirrors the sudden act. Theological tension: Joab is ruthless, yet his efficiency saves the realm. Church fathers such as Augustine saw in Joab a warning. Good ends cannot justify bloody means. Only Christ can unite justice and mercy. Self-examination. When do I hide ambition behind friendly words? Proverbs 27:6 reminds us, wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. 5. Wisdom from the walls, VV 14:22. Sheba flees north to Abel Beth Maacah. Joab begins a siege. Then, a wise woman speaks from the rampart. They used to say, ask advice at Abel, and that is how they settled disputes, V18. Cultural and archaeological glimpse. Abel Beth Maacah, modern Tel Abil El-Kam, sits near the Lebanon border. Excavations have uncovered late bronze and Iron Age fortifications and cultic objects, evidence of a respected, possibly neutral, city of wisdom, famed for arbitration. The woman's argument: historical identity. We are peaceful and loyal in Israel. Theological appeal: why destroy the Lord's heritage? Practical offer: we will throw you the rebel's head. Literary device: her speech forms a mini chiasm. A identity, B accusation, B justification, A proposal, showcasing ordered reason amid chaos. Christological Whisper, a lone intercessor, negotiates peace by offering the life of one man to save the many. Faint, but real foreshadowing of the gospel. John 11:50. Application peacemaking often begins with a clear, courageous voice. Where might God be calling me to speak wisdom from the wall of my workplace, church, or family? Suggested hymn, Let Your Heart Be Broken. Brian Jeffrey Leach, 1964. A plea to become channels of God's peace. 6. A Government Reset, VV 2326. The chapter closes with a roster of officials, almost identical to 2 Samuel 8:15-18, but not quite. Joab is back as commander, Adoram appears as head of forced labor, Eyas, hinting at the growing centralization that will later burden Israel, 4 Kings 5:13-14. Biblical theme? Institutional health matters. Revivals of the heart also need structures that serve, not exploit, God's people, see Acts 6:1-7. Reflection for today. Pray for administrators, civil servants, pastors, and ministry teams. Good governance is a quiet gift of God. 7. Threads to weave into prayer. Guard unity, little grievances become dividing trumpets. Face repercussions of past sin with honesty and compassion. Obey promptly when God calls, delayed obedience endangers others. Renounce hidden ambition, prefer open, righteous processes. Become a wise woman or man who speaks peace into conflict. Value the sometimes unseen ministry of godly administration. Cross-reference sampler for deeper study, Deuteronomy 13.12-18, Judges 9, Ecclesiastes 9, 14 or 18, Matthew 5.9, Romans 16, 17, 20, James 3, 17, 18. Closing prayer, Sovereign Lord, you see every fault line in our homes, churches, and nations. Forgive us when our words spark division and when our ambitions wound others. Give us hearts quick to obey, lips ready to speak peace, and hands skilled to build. Raise up wise women and men in our day, that Christ's body may be one and the world may know your saving love. Through Jesus, the true Son of David, who unites all tribes in himself, we pray. Amen.